Kodak, the world's number one filmmaker, is cutting one-fifth of its workforce. The company says it will slash up to 15,000 jobs over the next 3 years. NPR's Jack Spear reports Kodak is struggling to keep up with the explosion in digital photography.
Kodak, the company credited with bringing photography to the masses, has seen its core business steadily erode in recent years. Sales of digital cameras last year, for the first time ever, surpassed those of film cameras. Kodak Vice President Mike Morley says as a result, the company's determined it can no longer survive unless it makes major changes.
We're acknowledging that we need to have a much more effective and dramatically lower cost structure.
It's expected job cuts at the company will result in annual cost savings eventually approaching $1 billion, money Kodak plans to use to finance its transition into more of a digital powerhouse. In addition to reducing its worldwide workforce by 20% by the end of 2006, Kodak also plans to reduce the square footage it occupies by nearly a third. Morley says many of those cuts will come in Kodak's hometown.
We'll have a significant impact in Rochester because of the size of our presence here. So Rochester will be impacted in the range of about 4,000 to 5,000 people. Rochester, being the largest operation, will be impacted by the largest numbers. But it really is a worldwide effort, and so organizations around the world will be impacted.
Analysts agree Kodak may have had little choice but to drastically trim its global workforce. While the company posted slightly better than expected fourth quarter earnings, Kodak has seen its film sales slide in recent years. Jeff Pittsburgh is an independent analyst who follows Kodak.
They are taking an admirable step to make these changes, painful as they may be. The human side of me says we're going to lose another 15,000 people. On the other side of the coin, I look at it and say, but we don't lose the company.
Still, that may be little solace for Kodak's hometown, which has already seen the number of jobs at the company fall from around 60,000 two decades ago to 21,000 today, a figure that falls by another 25% with the latest announcement. Sandy Parker is president and CEO of the Rochester Business Alliance.
It's a big blow, not only from the numbers of job losses, but I think it's a psychological blow to the community. You know, we're trying to continue to attract new businesses here. We're trying to retain young people here. And it's difficult when you continue to hear job losses of this magnitude.
As if to soften the blow, the company announced today it is setting up a $15 million economic development fund in Rochester to promote business development and job creation. The company says it plans to reduce its workforce over the next 3 years through a combination of attrition, voluntary buyouts, and layoffs. Kodak's Mike Morley says it's hard to know how many employees will take a voluntary buyout, so the actual number of layoffs cannot be determined. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.